Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Les Leopold, who co-founded and directs two non-profit educational organizations, the Labor Institute and the Public Health Institute. He designs research and educational programs on occupational safety and health, the environment, and economics. He also serves as a strategic consultant to the Blue-Green Alliance, which brings together trade unions and environmental organizations. Les Leopold is the author of The Looting of America, How Wall Street's Game of Fantasy Finance Destroyed Our Jobs, Pensions, and Prosperity, and What We Can Do About It. Welcome to Background Briefing, Les Leopold.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we're just speaking then with Lawrence Lessig, who is at the Occupy Wall Street demonstration in Zuccotti Park. He, of course, has been working for a long time on campaign finance reform, getting money out of politics, and that is a part of an overall message. What do you take away from Les, is there a central message here?
Well, yeah, I think this is a populist moment. It's the 99% against the 1%. This is what I think could be the essence of a significant movement. And it's interesting that it took the kids to kind of get out there and get the ball rolling. We all have to be careful about reading in our issue into what's going on. But I think the broadest common denominator is people feel abused by the economic crisis and the way Wall Street basically got away with it, caused it, and is walking off scot-free. And I think an anti-Wall Street focus is precisely what we need.
And in terms of the unions that are joining and other progressive groups, what's your sense of how are they trying to co-opt it, or are they trying to catch up to it?
Oh, I that's hard to say. I mean, the question is whether these other groups, the unions and churches and community groups, have the staying power to continue showing up. There are maybe 20,000-25,000 people there today, which is great, but can we do it every week? Can we support all the groups in the other cities all across the country? Can labor show up in a consistent way? That remains to be seen. Or will they fall back into their usual kind of routine in supporting Democrats in the upcoming elections? I think what's very interesting is I've been making this argument for a while that what's holding progressives back is 30 years of balkanized politics, where each of us were into our own specific issue, women's issues, minority issues, labor, environment, and on and on and on, and it keeps fracturing and fracturing and fracturing. And it's very interesting to, I call it, we're all in our silos. When the economic crisis hit, we had nothing to say because our silos are bereft of answers about Wall Street. We don't look at Wall Street in our silos. We don't look at, mass unemployment. That was supposed to be over, never happen again. And what the kids are doing in occupying Wall Street is they're basically breaking down the silos, because now when people come, they can't come with their own issue. They can't come with their own agenda. They're coming into something much broader, which is precisely what we need. To me, that's the most refreshing thing. They don't care about our silos. They don't care about our 501c3s and our fundraising concerns or anything like that. They just don't care. I think they feel abused, left out, and rightfully so. We're all left out.
Well, Les Leopold, interesting you should say that. I just got a note the other day from a young listener who I was doing an interview with, Chris Hedges, and who were saying that those that don't step up, you're either a slave or a rebel, and if you don't step out and try and take the country back from the oligarchs, you're complicit with evil. And this young woman wrote to me and said, well, look, I got student debt. You older guys aren't giving us any focus, any direction. Frankly, all I ever get from any progressive organization or the Democratic Party are solicitations for money. And I don't have any money, but I got a lot of energy and ideas. That seems to be the tragedy, that the professional left, to use a pejorative quote, only seem to be interested in money, not in energy and ideas and youth.
Well, we're all going to get a rude awakening, because either this thing gets built up and flourishes, or we're all going to head backwards. I mean, what are we going to do? Is our big cause going to be the re-election of Obama and the Democrats? That's some big progressive movement forward. These kids are way ahead of us. We need to get bodies out. I want to say this as clearly as I can. Bodies have to show up at these sites, whether it's for an hour, a day, you know, if you're young enough and you can sleep on the concrete overnight, terrific. But we have to build these up. Labor has to turn out bodies. Environmental organizations have to turn out bodies. Churches have to turn out bodies. You know, I too have been getting a lot of fundraising notes sort of implying that these groups are doing things, you know, for the occupiers. And my only response is it's kind of unseemly to raise money on the backs of these kids that don't have any money. But on top of that, the only thing you should be raising money for is turning people out for these demonstrations. I mean, hopefully in the future, you know, maybe you'll be broadcasting for one.
Well, let me again remind the audience that I'm speaking with Leslie Leopold, who serves as a strategic consultant to the Blue-Green Alliance, which brings together trade unions and environmental organizations. And we're talking about how other organizations are joining in the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. Of course, during this week in Washington, Les, there's been a conference hosted by the Campaign for America's Future, Take Back the American Dream. And they actually segued into the Wall Street Occupy Wall Street movement, because to some extent the movement's got the jump on them. But Van Jones, who was formerly an advisor in the White House, who got driven out of the White House by Glenn Beck, he said, "I'm not mad at the Tea Party. I'm not mad at them for being so loud. I'm mad at us for being so quiet. They're not wrong to stand up for what they believe in, silly as it is. We've been wrong. We have the wrong theory of the presidency. We went from having a movement to a movie, as if the movement we were part of was based on a slogan called 'Yes, He Can.' I believe it was called 'Yes, We Can.'" What's your response to that?
Well, some of us have been saying that since before Obama was elected, and I'm glad that Van Jones is saying that now. Better late than never, but we needed that 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, because this was obvious what was going to happen. Without a mobilized populist force, the politics were going to drift to the right, because there was going to be, all the pressure was going to be coming from the other side, not from us. That's number one. Number two, I really respect the Campaign for America Future people, and I've written for them, and I respect Van Jones. They should have had their conference out on the street. The currency of populism are bodies in the street. That's the currency. That's what counts. We could get a virtuous media cycle going here. More bodies, more media coverage, more bodies, more media coverage. That's how these things grow. And even though half the reporters out there end up interviewing themselves, that's a different story. But it's one of the only good things the mass media has done in the last, many years. They're actually covering this thing. I'm surprised.
Well, but let's remember, they covered the Tea Party movement with such sycophancy and even didn't really go after the Tea Party when they were displaying racist outrages and provoking violence and running around with assault rifles. There was never any real sense of putting this in the context of these people. Who are these people? I mean, what do they want?
That's your job, not theirs. They'll never do that.
But I'm saying that a lot of what the mainstream press have been saying about these protesters in Zuccotti Park is, you know, they don't have a message. All this stuff about, which is essentially...
they have one message that resonates across the country. The 1% versus the 99%, the financial elites versus the rest of us. The rest of the agenda doesn't matter. That's what's unifying all this. And the labor movement has to get on board, and all the various progressive groups have to get on board with that message, because it's a winner. I know it's a winner, because a lunatic like me can write a book about this and actually get asked to be on very straight shows, because the message resonates. I've been on conservative shows right before Rush, and the narrators have trouble handling the argument because their callers are coming in, calling up and agreeing with it. The argument is a winner. Now, the kids are going to prove it to us, but we have to build it. The rest of us have to actually get bodies there. Those who have organizational ability have to turn out the bodies. If you're going to have a conference, you got to spend some time taking your whole conference to those sites. You can't just talk about it from a distance. You have to show up. That's the currency of populism. You have to actually show up.
Well, I'm showing up tomorrow at the one down here in L.A.
Oh, I knew you would.
So we'll see.
We've been talking about this for how long now?
I know. Well, I'm just astounded because I always thought this is a fairly egalitarian country. At least that's the mythology of America, and that the Americans have a sense of fairness, and things are getting so unfair. They're actually getting cruel and nasty.
Hedge fund guys make $2 million an hour, and America doesn't know it.
Well, Les, I thank you for joining us here.
Sure, my pleasure.
And we'll stay in touch.
Yeah, we sure will. Thanks.
Again, I've been speaking with Les Leopold, who co-founded and directs two non-profit educational organizations, the Labor Institute and the Public Health Institute. He designs research and educational programs on occupational safety and health, the environment, and economics. He also serves as a strategic consultant to the Blue-Green Alliance, which brings together trade unions and environmental organizations. He is the author of The Looting of America, How Wall Street's Game of Fantasy Finance Destroyed Our Jobs, Pensions, and Prosperity, and What We Can Do About It. We're going to take a brief station break now, and we'll be back talking about the how China and Russia vetoed the UN resolution to get tougher on the murderous Assad clan, and how this may well lead to armed struggle.